This is the tape, Digraphs Do Their Own Thing. You've been reading and writing for quite some time now. You've probably spent time learning how letter sounds can be put together to make words. It's intriguing to think about the idea. The very words you're hearing me say right now can be written on a piece of paper and read. You'll be needing some examples to understand what I'm talking about. And you'll also need a place to write. So if you don't have the activity sheet turned to part two and a pencil, turn off the tape recorder, get your supplies, and then you'll be ready to listen to the rest of the tape. You should have your activity sheet and your pencil. Take a look at sentence one. The passage looked black. Notice how the word black is spelled. Listen to the letters B and L blend together when I say black. It's not too hard to write words when you can hear all of the letters. You really can hear the B and the L, black. Sometimes when two letters are put together in a word, they make only one sound. That sound is usually quite different from the sound each letter makes by itself. Look at sentence two, and I'll explain what I mean. Hush, be quiet. Can't you see I'm thinking? Listen to the new sound that the S and H make together. Hush. Does the S sound like the S in sissy? No, it makes a very different sound. Say the word sissy very slowly. Put your hand in front of your mouth. Pay attention to what your mouth and breath are doing. Sissy. Sissy. The S makes a regular S sound. Say the word hot. Once more, pay attention to what your mouth and breath are doing when you say the sound of H in hot. Now, say the word hush. Keep your hand in front of your mouth. Hush. It feels different from sissy and hot, doesn't it? The S and H together have a new sound. There are other letters that make new sounds when they are next to each other in a word. Whenever this happens, we call these two letters digraphs. Digraphs do their own thing. They are two letters that make one new sound when they're together. In sentence two, look at the Q and the U in the word quiet. Listen to how this Q-U digraph does its own thing. Quiet. You don't hear the Q or the U. You hear a new sound in quiet. The rest of the sentence reads, can't you see I'm thinking? Look at the bold-faced letters in the word thinking. The T doesn't sound like the T in take, and the H doesn't sound like the H in hate. They make one new sound. They're a digraph. Thinking. Say, thinking. You're ready to go on and complete the activity sheet. Look at the two letters under the word digraphs on your activity sheet. The first one is TH, as in thick and thin. Look at the column on the right. See how a digraph is used to make a word. You make the rest of the words. Listen while I say the digraphs. Then you add the digraph to the letters in the column on the right. They're all mixed up, so you'll have to hunt. Turn off the recorder if you need more time. S, H, as in show. Q, U, as in quick. N, G, as in ring. W, H, as in whisper. N-K as in drink. C-H as in chore. Look at the list of words you made. Read them and notice how the digraph, the two letters you added, made one new sound. You should have a good idea of what a digraph is. Two letters that make a new sound when they're together in a word. When you're finished, you can check your work by looking at the answers that are upside down on the activity sheet. When you're through checking, make up 14 more new words, using as many of the digraphs as you can. This is the end of the tape. Digraphs do their own thing. Please rewind the tape.